I will invite everyone to help me with this parable. I made up four questions. I made up four questions on cards and have given them out to you. So while I read this parable, I want you to think about the four questions. Number one, what is the kingdom of God? And two, does seed size really matter? And three, what do seeds bear? Well, I put in become, so I changed that to bear. And what does the tree represent? So here we go. Matthew 13, 31 to 32, as read by Isaac. He told another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is the greatest of all herbs and becometh a tree. So the birds of the air can lodge in the branches thereof. So this was, I thought, a fairly straightforward process. And so I started doing some research on this topic and found out that, I don't want to get ahead of myself. found out a couple of interesting points. So let's start off with the kingdom of heaven. What is the kingdom of heaven as described in the parable? Anybody care to have a guess? The kingdom could be the seed, the plant, the tree, any ideas? Okay, well, let's try all of the above. where is Jesus in this parable? Okay, so I think he's the man or the person sowing the seeds. Let's go to question two. Does seed size really matter? Well, let's look at the seeds that I gave you on the cards. And the smallest is actually the mustard seed. The largest on that card is a sunflower seed. And the sunflower seeds came from Aaron's farm. So we know in our conventional agricultural systems of the day that the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds for planting. Talking about this seed, of the seeds in the card, the carrot seed or the cabbage seed is pretty close to the size of the mustard seed, but it is a bit bigger. Now, what do you do with cabbage? Well, of course, you make sauerkraut. with the mustard seed or with the beet seed, what do you make? You make a stew. With the mustard seed, this is where we're going to get into the discussion, or we're going to do a little bit of research into what Lois was saying about the mustard seed, because in our seed catalogs in North America, a mustard seed is a green, it's something that you would put in your salads and things like that. The sunflower seed, on the other hand, is the largest of the seeds that I put in that package. And it is, well, let's say it is an oil type seed, and it can grow from 4 feet to 8 feet tall. So does seed size matter? For the purposes of this parable, it does prove that the smallest seed can produce a significant plant that can perform growth over larger seeds. It can outperform growth over larger seeds. In the middle of the parable, it tells the least of all seeds is the foundation of the kingdom of heaven. It is the start of the kingdom on earth. Okay, so let's go to question three. What do the seeds bear? In the simplest form, all the classifications into and seeds are all seeds are classified into groupings named based on these characteristics. There's fruit, there's vegetables, there's herbs, there's flower, and there's field crops, which was after doing some research into the classification of the mustard seed, like Lois said, it's a North American vegetable that grows about 2 feet tall if you let it. I didn't find out that you had done some research on this, and I'm glad to hear you say that that is a European variety of mustard that becomes a tree. In my estimation, I put down here that this classification is over 2,000 years old, or may have been grown in European climates in a different form, and it in fact is a tree. Okay, so looking at each of the seeds that you have in front of you, we can take a look at what they produce. So the cabbage is a vegetable, and it's got a round head. It can be anywhere from 2 to 10 pounds a piece. The beet seed is a vegetable, and it's a beet root, and it can be turned into small to large size, up to 4 pounds. Mustard seed is an herb, and it's a brassica, which is a member of the canola family of seeds, and it is used for greens, and quite frankly, this is where I'm at a loss, because I've never had mustard seed mustard plants that I'm aware of. And so, and I've never seen a mustard tree. The sunflower is a flower, and it's a tall stalk, and it can be anywhere from 3 to 8 feet tall. Let me see where I'm going here. Each of the seed bears fruit given by God's own creative hand. The mustard seed produces leafy foliage and is part of our food chain, even though I've never tried it. And that's the North American mustard seed. So what does the tree represent? The seed of the church was represented by Jesus and the 12 disciples. They were the kingdom in its infancy. Jesus taught them by telling parables and other truths built into the foundation of the church's kingdom. Now, I was going to talk about family trees, but we won't get into that. Because that could take a while. So growing God's kingdom started with a handful of seeds, his disciples. Once sowed in the ground or the field, they grew with Jesus' care and nurturing, and matured into what was into a tree which attracted birds, and the birds built their nest there. Jesus referred to God's kingdom here on earth, and one was sent to establish and eventually rule over. God's family, or God's people, his family of believers, and the church are the kingdom of heaven.